I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you always feel like you should eat more at an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Duh.
Like the pressure is on, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to spend $20, I'm going to go in this line two or three times. I'm walking out of here stuffed, right?
Well, also then I get like food ADD where I'm like, oh, I want to try that. And that looks good. And that looks really good. And I don't want to not try that, even though it's over there and I've had too much. You got to try everything.
I feel the same way when you go somewhere and drinks are free, which is why people get hammered in first class.
Right. So there was a TikToker and her video is going viral right now because she's like, you know what? I want to put this whole thing to the test, this all-you-can-eat buffet. So she decided she was going to stay in the restaurant for 12 hours eating, on and off, 12 hours. So she would go up, she would eat, go back to her table, wait, have a couple of drinks, go back to the buffet. And she wanted to see if she could pull it off for 12 straight hours.
From open to close.
From open to close.
So after 2.5 hours, breakfast ended, I got up to get lunch food. And when I came back to my table, they took away my drink and silverware, but I sat down and ate anyway. My waitress said she's sorry. She thought I left, but you only have to pay one time and you can eat and drink as long as you want, but she started bringing me tons and tons of refills. I think she's trying to make me full so I would leave, but I'm not falling for that.
So she stays in there, and she says you're actually pretty nice about it.
3 p.m., the manager came up to me and told me dinner starts in an hour, so he has to start moving the tables. I helped him move mine. My waitress said her shift is ending soon, so I gave her a tip, and I moved to the other side of the restaurant. I was in line getting dinner, then the manager waved for me to come and talk to him. I thought he was going to kick me out since I'd been there for 8 hours. He just asked me to switch tables again and told me to go back and get my food. Couldn't believe it. I appreciate him for letting me stay there for 10 hours.
She pulled it off, man.
Wow. I'm shocked they were so nice to her.
Well, kudos.
My guess is they're like, if a person's doing this, they must really need the food.
Right. Yeah. As long as you want it. She helped move the table, so she was accommodating, right? All right, so she is dating a dude that has a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend's name, and it's driving her absolutely crazy. He has no intention of removing it, and now she's wondering, should I ditch this dude, or should I continue to date him? Started dating this guy recently who's all sorts of charming. Not only is he gorgeous, but he's the funniest person I've ever met. Not possible. Not possible. It can't be. You can't be good looking and that funny. That to me is probably the hottest and most important quality in a guy. We recently started to get more intimate and I got to see his tattoos. Mm. Well, he's got this pretty elaborate tattoo of his ex. Not just a name, but it's like this whole artsy compass design where the needle points to her name. Pretty unique. I'll give him that. It actually said live, and at first I thought it was missing the E or something. I thought maybe the compass was meant to remind him to live his life or some other poetic interpretation.
It's an easy fix, though, if you ever want to fix it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's put an E on there, right? I asked him the meaning behind the tattoo, and that is when he told me that live is his ex-girlfriend, Olivia. Oh. At that point, I assumed he had plans to get it removed or changed in some way. I asked which one he planned to do, change it, remove it. He said he don't plan on doing anything. or covering it up or removing it. Nothing. He says he likes the tattoo and that the name is just a chapter of his life. He says he sees no reason why he should get it removed. He says that they didn't have a bad breakup and the feels, and he feels no negative emotions when he sees it. He thinks it's unnecessary to remove it and that changing it to do something else seems silly. He says it would just be a tattoo with a made-up message just to cover up a name. Well, I guess I don't think I'd love the idea of someone I'm in a relationship with having a permanent shrine on his skin to an ex. Am I overthinking it, or is this tattoo situation a red flag? Would love to know your thoughts. Do I keep sailing with Captain Compass or abandon ship? In need of some navigation, she says, pun intended, Leslie, 1-855-VIRT-SHELL. All right, Mo, what would you do?
Well, I'm not mad at him for feeling like he wants to keep it. That's his prerogative. But if I'm being honest and I'm the person that's in the relationship, you're going to probably have to live alone, because I don't think I could do this. It would bother me. Something about it mentally would just always bother me to know you have somebody else's name tattooed on you.
Would you have rather he lied about the meaning?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have been better off with that.
If he just would have made something up and then she never would have been any the wiser and just leave it at that.
Which would have been so easy for him to do. Like, you could have turned live into so many different things, but yeah, the honesty would have threw me.
She'd have figured it out at some point because he would have, like, been talking about his ex-girlfriend in a couple of months and said Olivia. She wouldn't have thought anything of it. And then 11 o'clock at night, she would have been like, Olivia, live! Live! That tattoo is live! She'd have figured it out.
Well, I'm assuming if you didn't see it until y'all started getting a little bit more intimate, it's probably in a very intimate area. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, if I saw that every time we were getting busy, mm-hmm. and I had this constant reminder of your ex, Olivia, who I've probably stalked on all forms of social media, so I know what she looks like, I know what she does, I know where she lives, I know what her blood type is, it would really start to bother me. But if this guy is funny and he's gorgeous, girl, you got to take one for the team and just stick it out.
You got to, like, pick and choose your battles, right?
Yeah. You ain't going to win this one, girl.
This would absolutely drive me nuts.
I wouldn't ditch him.
You'd have to make it real, real dark in that room.
Yeah, well,
every time.
That is a huge, huge, huge ask to ask somebody to alter their body for you. And that's essentially what she's asking him to do. Like, it's part of his past. You shouldn't be ashamed of your past or who you've been with. This was his way of commemorating that. Some people make scrapbooks. Some people get names tattooed on their body, you know?
Well, there must have been something special about her because it's not like he's got 12 names all over his body.
Well, so here's the thing. I this is not a ditch scenario for me yet. I would continue to date him. But at some point in time, if he does not put my name on his body, then we got an issue, and then I got to ditch you.
I would just say, every time we're about to do it, you got to put this gauze on, dude. You got to cover that thing up.
How long do you wait? I'm curious. Like, what would the timeline be on that?
The timeline, it's a great question.
However long it took with Liv.
You would ask.
No, yeah. We better be sooner than Liv.
Hold on a second. Jenny here says we're all stupid. Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So listen, so here's what I think, right? So listen to the fact of, so he made the comment, you know, hey, this was a chapter of my life, right? And that chapter, it's over for him, right? It ended on a good note for him. It didn't end on a bad note. So, I mean, I think that's like one point of it. The other point of it is they could get so far invested into this relationship that he could change his mind. He may not want to change it now, but he may want to change it sometime down the road.
Yeah, I'm with Jenny. I wouldn't ditch him. I don't think this is a ditchable offense.
I'd say you can keep the tattoo, but you have to put this brand over it, like a hot brand.
Simple solution. Just before you get intimate, break out a Sharpie and just write laugh love under it.
There you go. Every time. Sure.
The Burt Show.